Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
We're going to switch gears and get into the Entrepreneur Summit. It happens on November 8th in Ankeny. And this is the Immigrant Entrepreneur Summit. Why do something like that, Ben?
Well, two persons, Ying Sa of Community CPA on Ingersoll Avenue and Carlos Rios of Immigrants' Rights Network here in Iowa, got together back in 2008 with the idea to have a workshop, a celebration, everything sort of all rolled into one. So there's an award ceremony that's involved where we recognize four award categories. And that was actually my first introduction was when my father was recognized as for the Immigrant Spirit Award, which is sort of a lifetime achievement award. And so we were actually the recipients of IES. And if you ever get a chance to meet Ying, she can be pretty convincing. So next thing I knew, I was helping out at the second Immigrant Entrepreneur Summit. And 6 years has passed, and now we're right up to the seventh Immigrant Entrepreneur Summit.
Ben Jung, ladies and gentlemen, is visiting with us about the Iowa Immigrant Entrepreneur Summit that takes place next month in Ankeny. Ben, one of the interesting things, what types of obstacles or what types of benefits are there to immigrants as entrepreneurs in this culture?
Let me just maybe back up and say that immigrants that come to Iowa, let's say, and it could be West Coast, East Coast, but let's talk about Iowa, they sometimes arrive with not all the skills that they need to start their own business. Uh-huh. And I can tell you in my dad's case that, you know, language was an issue.
Sure.
How to communicate to the banker. How is the banker going to be convinced that, yes, this individual who is new to our state can succeed? So that was a challenge. And with a $3,000 loan, my father was able to start the first Asian grocery store in the state. So that's sort of our personal story as to how we got started. But the other point is that when immigrants come to America, they are actually more entrepreneurial than some of the native-born. And I'm actually a native-born, so you know, maybe I have to step it up a bit. but if you look at the studies, whether if it's Asia, Africa, South America, the immigrants that are coming are really statistically more inclined to open a business, and it's across all sectors. It's not limited to a shop or a restaurant. Today it could be, you know, IT. What IES is really kind of embracing is the idea that you can come to America, but don't expect a free lunch. You know, let's sacrifice and keep that dream, the American dream, still alive. So our story, hopefully, is that what we want to talk about is one of entrepreneurship, business, and individual success.
I want to go down that path just a little bit further. Your summation, as we see immigrants coming from all over the world to the United States and specifically here to Iowa, you talk about that immigrant spirit, that opportunity to take a look at being an entrepreneur, to start a new business, and oftentimes more energized than some native-born individuals here in the United States. Is that perhaps because they've grown to regard this as a land of opportunity where almost anything is possible, and they've come from a place where progression may not be there for them? So they come here and they say, all the gloves are off. Let's go do something.
Let's go do something, but only if you're in an environment that sort of fosters that. And I think, you know, we still represent that.
Yeah.
And I think that's when people arrive, hopefully they do recognize that. And oftentimes where they're coming from, the circumstances are so such that they don't have that chance.
Sure.
So it could be so political.
So they're hungry to come here and do something.
Hungry. And the story that we often recognize or see with our own people, participants at the event is they come and they're ready for a fresh start. And hopefully if you just provide them the tools, they can do that.
Well, I know when we started this particular program over a year ago, one of our entrees into this was doing some work for the city of Urbandale, where we learned that there are 37 different languages being spoken at the Urbandale High School. This is no longer, you know, no longer a country or an area or a metro that favors one, two, or three different groups. 37 different languages at a high school. Are you kidding me? That's amazing. And I think a lot, that surprises lots of people.
I think it continues to surprise lots of people. And here in the metro, maybe we have an expectation that we'll see more diversity or people from different backgrounds. But I can tell you, you can see that in Storm Lake as an example of a place. It's happening throughout Iowa. And I think the message of entrepreneurship is an important one that shouldn't get lost if somebody in your area at least offers someone the tools. And hopefully by coming to IES, we can introduce you to a little bit of that.
There you go. So if you happen to be fitting in that, or you're interested in watching, or perhaps even participating in being venture capital to some individuals, this might be a wonderful place for you to make the connection with all kinds of immigrant entrepreneurs here within and around the metro and the state of Iowa.
I didn't get into the workshops, but there's legal issues, tax issues, marketing. I'm leaving out some other ones, but basically, we want to be that one-stop shop where you can attend our morning and afternoon sessions and really, you know, take a little bit of knowledge, but also you touched upon it, network and meet the people who can hopefully get you on track to start your hand at business.
Absolutely. You can find more online. It's at the Iowa Immigrant Summit. And is it .org?
IES USA. .org.
Yeah, right. And it is taking place on the 8th day of November. That's a Saturday. And it's going to be held at the FFA Enrichment Center up in Ankeny.
If you're not sure if you are an immigrant, let me just tell you right now, you're an immigrant. You're invited. Check us out online and please come.
You got to go. Benjamin Jung, thank you so much for coming in and visiting with us. And regards to your father, a real pioneer.
Thank you very much. Right. Appreciate that.
We're going to take a quick break, come back with a marketing tip, and thank you very much for joining us. A little Iowa Immigrant Summit on the 8th day of November. Take part if you possibly can. Find more online. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.